From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, April 10th. As grocery prices rise, Chico nonprofits are seeing more people who need help affording food come to their door. That's the case for Chico Community Food Locker, which puts together prepackaged food bags for people to pick up.
We have more people than we've ever had before to come in and get food.
That's Kathy Lanfear, the Food Locker's director. She says so far this year, they've served almost 3,000 people. That's about a 15% increase from last year. The locker is open to the public every weekday, but she says people are asked to only use the service once a month, so there's enough food for everyone.
I've had people that get their bag of food and then go right out on the curb and eat because they are really, really hungry. Just no one deserves to be hungry.
More on this story at mynspr.org. In other news, two candlelight vigils will be held tonight and tomorrow for the woman who died in Chico last week in a murder-suicide. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
Community members in Chico and Redding are invited to gather in memory of 21-year-old Athena Pasadakis, who was shot and killed after last week's police chase. According to the Chico Police Department, the Chico State student was kidnapped by a man she had previously dated. He led police on a vehicle chase before shooting and killing Pasadakis, and then turning the gun on himself. Pasadakis' family is asking residents to join them on Chico State's Kendall Lawn tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow, another vigil is happening in Redding, at Dieselhurst Bridge, also at 7:30 p.m. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And the City Plaza and some streets in downtown Chico will be closed for several hours tonight. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more on why.
It's not roadwork, it's not maintenance, it's the downtown Chico Thursday Night Market. Today marks the 28th year for this signature event. Once again, city residents will have the pleasure of meandering through rows of vendors offering goods including locally grown produce, crafts, clothing, art, and food. There'll be the usual entertainments provided by local talent and plenty of activities for kids. Downtown businesses and restaurants will stay open late as well. Service dogs are welcome, but other animals will need to stay home. The market is open for 3 hours from 6 to 9 every Thursday night through September. It's a rain or shine event unless summer temperatures reach 110 degrees. For NSBR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Also, Reading school officials are sounding the alarm about the Trump administration's plan to dismantle the Department of Education. Teacher unions around the country are suing to preserve the department. According to the Reading Record Searchlight, officials are particularly concerned about the potential loss of funding for special education programs for low-income students, teacher training, and Native American students. The Shasta County Office of Education and individual school districts receive millions of dollars from the federal government, but not all from the Department of Education. The state superintendent of public education says California could lose nearly $8 billion if the federal agency is dissolved. And finally, fire season is on its way, and the city of Chico is using four-legged wildfire prevention methods. Hundreds of goats will begin grazing Lindo Channel between Manzanita Avenue and Highway 99 today. It's part of the Lindo Channel Defensible Space Project funded through FEMA. The goal is to reduce fire fuel loads and provide defensible space to nearby properties. City officials say the goats could graze about an acre a day. The project is expected to finish in 2 to 3 weeks, though the goats will return in the fall. Most paths and trails will stay open to the public. Visitors are asked not to enter closed areas, to stay away from the electric fencing around the grazing area, and not to disturb the goats. And those were your headlines for Thursday, April 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.